This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The business of sports medicine now. The San Francisco Giants, which started the season with the worst record in the National League, are adding a little extra juice to their routine. Some players are, apparently they're shocking their brains with low-level zaps of electricity intended to boost performance. Leslie McClurg from KQED takes a look at the science behind this.
Tyler Beatty wears sleek black headphones while he hurls practice pitch after practice pitch.
Love the pop of the mitt, Slater. You're making me feel good.
Beatty is one of the Giants' top prospects in the team's minor league lineup. The silent device over his ears is releasing a faint electrical current into his brain.
It's a very unique feeling. You know, you put it on and it does have that kind of tickling, zapping feeling on your brain.
Electrodes hidden inside a $750 device are placed above the area of the brain responsible for controlling movements. The team tried out the high-tech headgear for 2 weeks in a number of training exercises alongside a control group. Jeff Head is the team's sports scientist, and he noted in the 20-yard dashes, the players were able to shave a fraction of a second off their times.
That's the difference of sometimes safe and out, for example, in those 2 to 3 one-hundredths of a second.
The technology inside the headphones is called transcranial direct current stimulation, or TDCS. It's kind of like plugging the brain into a 9-volt battery, in theory to give your neurons a little extra juice. Though some people who have jerry-rigged their own devices have experienced minor burns, fatigue, and nausea. Ted Zanto is a neuroscientist at UC San Francisco looking at the central question, does it work?
To some extent, yes, but there's a high amount of variability.
He says more than 1,000 studies have looked at how TDCS might improve physical actions, depression, chronic pain, but the results are inconsistent.
The effects are highly variable because everyone has slightly different thicknesses of scalp, thicknesses of skull, different amounts of cerebral spinal fluid, and that's what the current has to travel through before it even gets to the brain.
Zanto says there are a lot of unanswered questions. Still, he expects more expensive gadgets to flood what's now an unregulated market. But elite athletes in a number of sports aren't waiting for concrete data. In San Francisco, I'm Leslie McClurg for Marketplace.